Week 4, Friday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord, mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first, and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not reject my plea, O God, for wicked men assail me. Psalm 54. O God, listen to my prayer, do not hide from my pleading, attend to me and reply, with my cares I cannot rest. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked, for they bring down evil upon me, they assail me with fury. My heart is stricken within me, death's terror is on me, trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, to fly away and be at rest, so I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert. I would hasten to find a shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, O Lord, and from their plotting tongues. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not reject my plea, O God, for wicked men assail me. The Lord will free us from the hand of our enemies and from those who wish us harm. Psalm 54 continued. For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. It is full of wickedness and evil, it is full of sin, its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. If a rival had risen against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us! We walked together in harmony in the house of God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will free us from the hand of our enemies, and from those who wish us harm. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. As for me, I will cry to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morn, and at noon I will cry and lament. He will deliver my soul in peace, in the attack against me, for those who fight me are many, but he hears my voice. God will hear and will humble them, the eternal judge, for they will not amend their ways, they have no fear of God. The traitor has turned against his friends, he has broken his word, his speech is softer than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than oil, but they are naked swords. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of death. Deceitful and bloodthirsty men shall not live half their days. O Lord, I will trust in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my words of prudence. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2. To turn now, brothers, to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and how we shall all be gathered round him. Please do not get excited too soon, or alarmed by any prediction or rumour, or any letter claiming to come from us, implying that the day of the Lord has already arrived. Never let anyone deceive you in this way. It cannot happen until the great revolt has taken place, and the rebel, the lost one, has appeared. This is the enemy, the one who claims to be so much greater than all that men call God, so much greater than anything that is worshipped, that he enthrones himself in God's sanctuary and claims that he is God. Surely you remember me telling you about this when I was with you. And you know, too, what is still holding him back from appearing before his appointed time. Rebellion is at its work already, but in secret, and the one who is holding it back has first to be removed before the rebel appears openly. The Lord will kill him with the breath of his mouth, and will annihilate him with his glorious appearance at his coming. But when the rebel comes, Satan will set to work. There will be all kinds of miracles, and a deceptive show of signs and portents, and everything evil that can deceive those who are bound for destruction, because they would not grasp the love of the truth which could have saved them. The reason why God is sending a power to delude them and to make them believe what is untrue is to condemn all who refused to believe in the truth and chose wickedness instead. But we feel that we must continually be thanking God for you, brothers, whom the Lord loves, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved by the sanctifying Spirit and by faith in the truth. Through the good news that we brought you, he called you to this, so that you should share the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stand firm, then, brothers, and keep the traditions that we taught you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God our Father, who has given us his love, and, through his grace, such an inexhaustible comfort and such sure hope, comfort you and strengthen you in everything good that you do or say. Responsory from Matthew 24. The sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the peoples of the earth will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Then the rebel will appear openly, and the Lord Jesus will kill him with the breath of his mouth, and all the peoples of the earth will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. A reading from the homilies of a 4th century spiritual writer. Those who by God's gracious gift have become his children, born again from above of his Holy Spirit, possessing Christ within themselves to illuminate and recreate them, are guided in the many and varied ways of the Spirit as grace works in their hearts invisibly and in peace of soul. Sometimes they are, as it were, in grief and lamentation for the human race, and pouring out prayers for the whole race of Adam, they give way to tears and griefs, burning with the love of the Spirit for mankind. At another time they are inflamed by the Spirit with such joy and love that, were it possible, they would take all mankind, good and bad alike, into their hearts. Then again, they are thrust down below all men in the humility of the Spirit, so that they look on themselves as the most abject and least of all. At other times they are sustained by the Spirit in a joy beyond words. Sometimes they are like some strong man who, clad in the full panoply of royal armour and going down to battle, fights strongly against his enemies and overcomes them. In the same way, the spiritual man takes up the heavenly arms of the Spirit, attacks the enemy, does battle, and brings him into submission beneath his feet. At another time, the soul rests in the most profound, untroubled silence and peace, and has its being only in the joys of the Spirit, in a serenity beyond words, and in true well-being. Sometimes it is instructed by grace in a certain way of understanding and a wisdom beyond words, and in the unsearchable knowledge of the Spirit in matters that neither tongue nor lips can express. Again, at other times, it is like any other human being. In so many varied ways, grace has its effect in these people, and guides each soul by different means. Grace gives newness of life, as God wills, and exercises the soul in different ways, so that it may be restored to the Heavenly Father in integrity, blameless and purified. Let us then pray to God with faith, working through love and hope, that he may grant us the heavenly grace of the gift of the Spirit, that the Spirit may guide us and lead us into the fullness of God's will and restore us by his manifold ways of quiet, and that with the help of this guidance and working of grace and spiritual advancement, we may be found worthy to attain to the perfection of the fullness of Christ, as the Apostle says, that you may be filled with all the fullness of Christ. A responsory from 1 John. You have been anointed by the Holy One, and you have not lost the anointing that he gave you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. The anointing he gives teaches you everything. Be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you a teacher of justice. And you do not need anyone to teach you. The anointing he gave teaches you everything. Let us pray. Lord our God, make us love you above all things, and all our fellow men with a love that is worthy of you. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.